106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So we want to talk about a rescue of a hiker in the most unlikely of ways. Katie has the details of this story.
Yeah, so in Switzerland, a guy was, you know, hiking around a glacier, I guess, and went over what is called an ice bridge, and it cracked.
Oh, God. Oh.
And he fell 26 feet.
Okay.
And he had a walkie-talkie on him and was able to notify somebody nearby who also had a walkie-talkie that, hey, I fell. I'm in the glacier now. but he wasn't able to say where he was, obviously.
Right.
And so that person notified like a search and rescue team. So they're searching for him, but they don't even know where they're looking.
Yeah.
And then they see a dog just circling an area. And it turns out the dog was circling the hole that the man had fallen in.
Amazing.
The dog was a Chihuahua.
The dog was a Chihuahua?
A long-haired Chihuahua.
In what country?
That surprised me as well. In Switzerland, which I don't know why, but if you told me Switzerland has Chihuahuas, I would tell you you're crazy.
Right.
And then the other shocking thing about this story is, would you trust a Chihuahua for anything?
No. Chihuahuas are by far what I thought was the most unreliable of the dog breeds.
I would believe that a Chihuahua would lie to me before it would tell me the truth.
Right. I can't think of literally anything that I would trust a Chihuahua about. This is changing my whole perception of dog breeds. Because okay. I thought Chihuahuas were just, and no offense, long-haired Chihuahuas, for the most part, are very adorable.
Oh, yeah.
But I thought that they were.
I've seen some pretty cute short-haired ones, too.
I've seen some cute ones, too.
Oh, yeah.
But no offense, I thought that they were nitwits. All of them. Every single one of them.
I never thought that they were stupid. I thought that they were spiteful.
Well, I thought that too. They just seemed like they were just mad, shaking old ladies.
Yeah, every like single you're one on of your them. Own.
Right, yeah. I got through, like, you're going to try to take my Social Security.
Right.
Like, they just seem like they can't wait to tell you about how the gossip.
Their ex-husband, Carl.
Right, exactly. So this is changing everything. So I feel like we need to come up with a new dog breed that is the most unreliable.
Okay.
Can I submit one?
Please.
Labradoodle.
Oh, I wouldn't trust it. Wouldn't trust it. No.
And that's not.
Don't trust a single thing about it.
Right. And it's not just because of the Chihuahua problem where they just seem like they hate you.
Oh, no. I think they look dumb as hell. They look like they've underdeveloped.
Because they do. But I mean, whenever you look at a Labradoodle's face, it always looks like it doesn't remember where it is. Like, and they look like boys or girls, and they all kind of talk like,
hello.
Hi.
Oh, I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. So, okay. So we're putting Labradoodles on the list of unreliable dogs.
Unreliable dogs. Okay. I'm going to next put Dachshund.
The wiener dog.
Wiener dog.
I agree with that one.
Yeah.
Long hair and short hair.
Yeah. I trust a long hair more than a short hair.
Yeah.
Marginally. And that's just more because of profiling.
You know, right.
I mean, you have that gorgeous hair. You got to be doing something right.
Now, where do we fall on Shih Tzus?
Oh, they're mean.
Okay.
They're
are they?
Yappy.
I've never met a mean Shih Tzu.
Oh, I did.
They're so yappy.
And they're yappy. Yeah.
But could that not be helpful in a I've fallen in a glacier situation?
If you can get them to care about you. It seems like there's an awful lot of Shih Tzus with bows. And if a dog is wearing...
So they're prissy.
Right.
Right. They wouldn't... Like, if they got in the snow, they'd pick their feet up over and over. Ew. It's cold and wet.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. Now, how about a pug?
Pugs have got to be on the list, right?
They got to be.
They can't even figure out breathing.
But here's the thing about a pug. I believe it would try to help.
Yeah, but end up screwing things up more.
Right, like it wants to help.
Like a kid when they want to help you bake cookies.
Yeah, or my daughter, when I can't open up a pickle jar, my daughter goes, I can do it. Why can you do it, But I can't do it. And can I say something? And yeah. For those people that are Chihuahua lovers and think we're being haters, let me point something out. You've never seen a seeing eye Chihuahua.
Great point.
Okay? So there is a reason that we find them to be a little shifty.
Right.